Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast, Minnesota Tim Perotchka with you on Friday at 3:17 p.m. Excited to be with you. Before I get into today's topic, I would love for you to rate and review the podcast, the Minnesota Tim Podcast, wherever you are currently listening to this, whether it's on Spotify, Apple, Google, wherever you're listening to this, I would love for you to rate it. Give it a 5-star review or a 1-star review, whatever you would like. Give us a little review, give it a little comment. I would greatly appreciate that. Please and thank you. So I got a couple different things that I want to get into today. I want to start a new segment. Maybe we'll do this every Friday. Maybe we'll do this every other Friday. Maybe we'll do this once and be done with it. I'm not entirely sure. We'll see how it goes. I want you to give me some review, some feedback on this segment that I'm about to do. It's called Letters to Celebrities and Organizations. My first one is to Ben Simmons. This is my email to Ben Simmons. I wrote, "Dear Ben Simmons, you just had another back surgery that will keep you out for 3 to 4 months after an exhausting season of sitting on the sidelines because your feelings got hurt by Joel Embiid and Doc Rivers. You forced a trade out of Philadelphia and posted Instagram stories about getting back on the court, and still you refused to play as the Brooklyn Nets got swept against the Boston Celtics. True character shows in the face of adversity. And you backed down when it got tough. I shouldn't be surprised since you've dated or are currently dating a Kardashian. And nothing great comes out of that. There's a saying out there, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. You don't have that. I say this with the kindest of hearts, Ben. You are the softest, talented player that has ever touched foot on an NBA court. Work on your jump shot. Work on your toughness. Sincerely, Minnesota Tim." My next email is written for Sergio Garcia. It starts, "Dear Sergio Garcia, it sounds like you struck a deal with Greg Norman and the LIV Golf Tour after your comments aired on a hot mic at the Wells Fargo Championship. I'm happy for you that you're going to get paid big bucks for playing professional golf. However, you aren't a spokesman for the PGA Tour. In fact, you criticized the way the PGA Tour is ran, and nobody blinked an eye because of your hot-headed past. Do you remember the time when you lashed out in a bunker or wrecked a green with your cleats? Do you remember your endless meltdowns? Do you remember that you were supposed to be one of the greats and it took you forever to win a single major championship? It doesn't surprise me that you're teaming up with Greg Norman because you both know how to choke it away down the stretch. The truth is, you're not as valuable as a golfer as you think. You're not as great as you think. And I hope that becomes clear for you one day. Enjoy making the big bucks as you partner with Saudi Arabia. Sincerely, Minnesota Tim." My next email is written for the NBA. "Dear NBA, I've got a gripe to pick with you. Since when does an accidental elbow to the face become a flagrant foul 2 and a one-game suspension. Since when does an accidental elbow to the face as the defender is trying to block a shot warrant an immediate review and a flagrant foul one? I miss the days when you could send a hard foul and give a message. I miss the days when players who got hit would pop back up instead of milking it to garner a review and pity from the officials. I'm not asking for flying elbows from the game's best players. I'm just asking for some common sense in the rules. Allow toughness. Sincerely, Minnesota Tim. And my last email is written for Phil Mickelson. Dear Phil Mickelson, you're a 45-time PGA Tour winner, a 6-time major champion, and your career has been surrounded with controversy. The head nods, thumbs up, and smiles on the outside haven't hidden your character on the inside. I don't necessarily think your comments were even wrong to Alan Shipnuck, because they were honest, and it was about gaining leverage. And leverage is something everybody wants, but few people can attain it. You had leverage, but you delivered the wrong message to the wrong guy. You're an adrenaline junkie, and you love money. And if you read the Bible, Phil, which I suggest you do, money is the root of all evils. You lack self-control, and not only on the golf course. Instead of going after it at Wingfoot, you're going after it at the casino. Phil, what are you doing? You're losing sponsorships. You're losing money. And now you haven't played since February 6th. Phil, you're a household name and one of the all-time greats. Get your crap together. Sincerely, Minnesota Tim.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There was an article written about me by Quentin Super. You can find it on quintinsuper.com. And I went to college with Quentin, a very smart kid, very smart man. And he's not a kid, he's a man. And I played, well, I didn't play. I officiated him in intramural basketball. And he's a writer now. He does a great job. He's written a couple of books about some bike trips that he's gone on. And we met a couple of years ago at Lake Calhoun in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. And he wanted to do a little write-up about me and my story and where I'm at with my podcasting career and my career at iHeartMedia and how I got to where I got to. And he asked me a lot of different questions. And I've got a lot of advice and a lot of quotes from this article that I'm reflecting on and looking at, because he repurposed the article and posted it out on social media with graphics and everything. And he asked me if he could do this. I said, sure, that's no problem. So I'm looking at the quotes that I shared for this article. And I just want to run through a couple of them because I'm going to be honest, I thought I made some good points. He asked me what I went to school for. And I said, I originally went to school without an idea of what I wanted to do. I went for a sociology degree because I was good at it, but I didn't know what I was doing because it was a bunch of bull. That's what I said in response to his question, what did I go to school for? And that's very true. It's a very true statement. I went to Fergus Falls Community College my first year, not knowing what I was going to go to school for. And there's a lot of pressure for people senior year, junior year, to understand in high school, to understand what they want to go to school for. And I'm here to tell you that you do not have to know at that point. The time that you have to figure out what you want to do with your life is at your sophomore year in college, latest entering your junior year in college, because you can get your regular classes done, and then you can start focusing on your major, your junior and senior year. And that's what I did. I got my regular classes done. I got my whatever it's called before the bachelor's degree. I got that done. And then I focused on my bachelor's degree my junior year. And the problem with people these days that attend college, they're attending college for the experience of drinking, of partying, of having sex, of going crazy, of having stories that they don't even remember anymore, of going to bars. A lot of people think that's what college is supposed to be. But that is not what college is supposed to be. College is supposed to be your first time trying to make it into the world. It's like a training experience for when you finally graduate college. That's how college is supposed to be. You go into college, you take classes, the classes are hard, you figure out how to pass, and you graduate. It prepares you for the real world. You don't have your parents to go home to. You don't have the comforts of your bedroom. You don't have the comforts of your everyday life that you were used to back when you grew up. So college is supposed to be a real life experience, and it's supposed to train you for that. However, so many people use it as, like I said, a party. A lot of people graduate from college, like I was going to, with a sociology degree, and they think that's good. That's not good. I mean, it's good that you graduated college. But if you graduate with a degree, a sociology degree, a teaching degree, whatever kind of degree that you can think of, and you don't plan on using it outside of college, after college, then you wasted your time, and two, you just got yourself thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt for a career that you do not even want. So you need to go to college and have a plan by your sophomore or by, at your latest, your junior year. And I almost fell into the trap. I was great at sociology. I got A's. I was the best student in class, and that was rare for me. So it felt really good. So I was like, okay, I'll graduate with sociology. And my mom asked me, what do you plan on doing with this sociology degree? And I had no answer. No answer. None. So I had to reevaluate what I was doing. Just because I would graduate with a sociology degree meant I would have $30,000 in debt and a degree that I don't even want. So you need to understand, and you need to advise your children, if you have children in college right now, what to do. Have a plan so you don't rack up thousands of dollars in debt and then ask the government to come bail you out and pay off a degree that you don't even want. So then I switched degrees halfway through college from sociology to mass communications with an emphasis in radio broadcasting. Then I got a sales position in St. Cloud, Town Square Media. Worked out well. One of the ladies was leaving one of the sales positions, and I needed a full-time job outside of school. I interned at that radio station, so it just made sense for me to go from intern to a full-time employee, making $10.50 an hour at the Crossroads Mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota. I hated the job. 10:50 an hour. Hours were awful from 10:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the mall, sitting at a desk, selling Value Connections gift cards. And it was awful. It had nothing to do with my career, but I had an in through the radio station. And once I had that in, I eventually discovered that I had a dead-end job that nobody wanted. Nobody wanted the job. I asked for 3 radio shows Saturday morning that I would produce and host for free. Got denied 3 different times. And then eventually, they granted me the job, the radio show Saturday mornings for free, because I went to a radio station in Pelican Rapids, which was about 3 hours away from St. Cloud, and they wanted to give me the job. But it wasn't a job that I was interested in at all. It was say happy birthday to this person, say the weather, basically read the news, do play-by-play for the local basketball team, but don't be too harsh because parents will be frustrated and then they won't like you. And they try to brand it as like me being this superstar in this small town, Pelican Rapids, but the money was awful and it was nothing that would get me to the next level of where I wanted to be. So I had to take that position, or I decided to take that position. I went back to St. Cloud, the radio station, and said, hey, I'm going to take this job that I have no interest in. I didn't say that. Unless you give me a Saturday morning show that you're going to get me for free, that I will do for free. And then they said yes, because they didn't want to worry about replacing me in the position that I had, because nobody wanted that position. It was a hard position to fill because the hours sucked, the pay sucked. But because of that, because I realized that both of those situations sucked, a sucky situation ended up becoming an advantage for me because I recognized what was actually happening. So they gave me the radio show. And eventually I used that radio show. I got out to Sirius XM in Washington, D.C. and worked part-time for 2.5 years, full-time at Jimmy John's, working over 80 hours a week between those two jobs for 2.5 years, biking on a bike during the wintertime, 10 degrees, 5 degrees, 15 degrees, negative 5 degrees. It didn't matter. I put on hat and gloves. I biked some more. I hauled about 10,000 Jimmy John's sandwiches for delivery in those 2.5 years and made a boatload of money doing it. But it was rough. It was tough. I got passed up for 3 full-time positions at Sirius XM before I finally caught my big break. And then Hank got fired for saying what he said. And then he wanted me to come with him. I came with him. I got back to Minnesota. And something that I learned throughout my time in D.C., through my time in St. Cloud, through my time in college, is you have to have a plan. You have to have a goal. And it has to be realistic. For me to move out to Washington, D.C., I couldn't just pack up and move out to Washington, D.C. I needed a plan. I needed to save money so that when I did go out there, I wouldn't have to move back home in 1 month. So I wouldn't have to ask my parents for money to cover rent. I never had to do that once in Washington, D.C., and I'm very proud of that. I moved out there for a part-time job. I found a full-time job at Jimmy John's. I finally got promoted, and that's the American dream. I created a goal. I created a plan that was realistic. I saved money to move out there. I saved money so I could cover rent until I got jobs that could cover the rent. I saved money so I could move out there so I could handle the expense. My dad helped me a ton moving out there, so that was huge with his truck and trailer. But all of that takes a plan. All of that takes money. And you need to put the two together and make it work. And I have a motto in my life. You have to make a play. The world isn't going to hand you anything. You need to build an infrastructure, a team, contacts. And then eventually you need to take a leap. You need to reach out to people and you need to make something happen for yourself. I got full time at SiriusXM eventually after 2.5 years. Hank Haney was a big proponent of me and a huge reason why I got full time. However, the reason why Hank was a big fan of mine is because I grinded, worked, and just didn't stop. Hank saw the work ethic. Hank saw the determination. And that's why he pushed for me for months to be his full-time producer. And that's why he pushed for me to come with him to iHeartRadio and to move back to Minnesota. You have to make a play, but you have to have a plan, you have to have a goal, and you have to be willing to sacrifice. You have to be willing to put your body through painful experiences so that you can grow. You have to be willing to be determined, and you need to be ready to be disappointed. And you need to understand your situation. You need to know how to get out of situations. You need to recognize the situation that you're in and continue to tweak it, continue to tweak your plan, continue to tweak what you're doing, and eventually, hopefully, things line up well for you. You can't be afraid to make a play. And that's what a majority of this article is about. If you want to read the full thing, you can check out the Minnesota Tim page on Facebook. I have it posted there. Everyone, thanks for listening to the Minnesota Tim podcast. Follow and rate and review the show wherever you're listening to it right now. Thank you.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.